Is that a din of Shabbos? Did you make? Is it Shabbos?
Right.
Okay, so do we have the ability?
Eastin says today is Rosh Chodesh.
Right, I agree with you. So we have. I mean,
so do I understand this?
It's one thing to categorize time, but we have the ability to transform time. Okay. Do I have the ability to say that this is really not trace exposure?
No.
Not that I'm allowed to eat it. Not a Rasha. That my psak. Or the halacha called to paris ruva paris has transformed that from trace into kosher. Or you say, really, it's pig. In the Hanami, you ate pig. But it just so happened that in this case, the pig was kosher.
Called to paris ruva paris says you didn't eat the pig. That's another one out there.
I didn't eat pig?
You didn't eat pig.
I ate all three, according to whatever. I think it was the rush or whatever it was.
If you go on all of the shvilin, the same question.
Yeah.
If you walked on
the right, floor. I ate all of them. But nonetheless, are you Tommy or Tar?
Your daughter.
Right.
We look at it each in its own system.
So what happened? Did I transform reality?
Yes.
Oh, very good. I agree with you. That's exactly what I'm saying. That we believe, or I think what Chukka would believe, that halacha does not define reality. Halacha creates reality. Halacha doesn't categorize and decide what reality is. It creates reality, establishes reality. And if you think about it, like just from my minimal knowledge of my reading of Science for Idiots books, right? Like when you look at quantum states, sometimes there are certain kind of particles that are not, that do not define themselves until they're observed, right? That until you look at it, it hasn't really defined itself. It's not created. So we know that on the subatomic level, we have the ability to influence reality.
You're saying the context is what's creating it.
No. No, psak halacha, the definition. There's a seltzer in the fridge if you want. No, you're good? Okay. Hamilash lishit, so the Rabbi Cook said, a person in three aspects, in four aspects, his, what did he say? He said his, machshavotav, thoughts, higayon, we did last week, his, higayon, his understanding, rayonotav, his ideas, divyonotav, and his imagination. So now we're up to rayon. I actually want to get through this as quickly as possible. Okay? The third word is Ra'ayonot. Let's pull it apart. Let's divide it up. Doesn't appear in Torah Nevi'im. The first time we meet this word, first meet the word Ra'ayon in Kohelet. I don't remember where it was. It appears in Daniel several times as well. I've gotten very religious about Kriyat Shema Lamita. I think it definitely helps when you say Kriyat Shema Lamita with Kavana. You say, Chala, right? The Alta V'Haluni Ra'ayonotai, Chalamot Ra'im V'Harim Ra'im. Right? That my Ra'ayonot should not confound me in the middle of the night, nor should I have bad dreams. So if you're having trouble sleeping, I highly recommend.
Mita is the nighttime.
Kriyat Shema Lamita, right? There's a special Kriyat Shema that you say at night. Right? There's a blessing of Hamapio. Right? Right? Please, God, let me sleep. I'm so tired. Give me a good night's sleep. Okay, if anybody's ever suffered from insomnia or jet lag, you can appreciate the need for a good Kriyat Shema Lamita. Okay. Al kol panim lomes bitui zeh mafgish otanu al tzad hamachshava. Okay, it we meet through it. It's a side of tzad v'muvan shel cheshbon pashut, simple figuring, cheshbon prakti, right? Practical figuring, cheshbon tzodek, righteous figuring, cheshbon barur ma'od, clear figuring. Hamila, okay, meaning we had higayon and now we have rayonot. Right, Rayonot, trying to figure something out. Hamilah he gimel from Higayon, mivateg matzavim shonim ofanim shonim. It can appear in different ways. That Higayon we did before. Hagolev or hashmat kol. It can be the understanding of the heart, or hashmat kol, making a sound. Hamilah Rayon mitzuya yoter. But the idea of Rayon is more clear, more found. Itachen sheyesh magol mipagesh betzlilim domim shalivit v'aramid. He said, I'm going to tell you what Rayonot are. Why? Because I'm going to figure out what it means in Aramaic. So Aramaic and Hebrew share in similar tones. Hayom, today, Ivrit v'Aravit and Achayot. Hebrew and Arabic are sisters. The Muvan HaGizi HaShemi, from the Semitic language perspective. Aramit, He targum kama targumklis, right? Aramaic is a translation. Is a targum. Chazal argument the safar amit kekurval the Ivrit. So the rabbis say that Aramaic and Ivrit are the same. Or relatives. Yesh yichus miyuchad, erach miyuchad, erach miyuchad, the safar amit kelashon shekurval lashon haTorah. Right? Aramaic is like close to Torah. Lashon haKodesh Ivrit nikre lashon haTorah. Right? Hebrew is called lashon haTorah, language of Torah. Aramaic nikre kurval lashon haTorah. Aramaic is also close. Imi krova, if it's close, as yesh kirvav yesh makom lintzotak kirvav bituyim. So then you can find similarities in certain expressions, b'midim, in words, signonim, or styles. Kan yivgashim b'ninim nafshiyim psychologim tzatek ohalek tzad Daniel. He's speaking, but what he's saying is, a ra'ayon, when we get to ra'ayon, we're not talking about mental capability, we're talking about a psychological concept. What's a ra'ayon? Hamilam machshava, he absolutit. Right. What's machshava? The word machshava is absolute. Sichlit. Sichel. Relating to the intelligence.
What do you mean by absolute?
Thought. What's thought? To think about something. What are your machshavot? Your thoughts. Your calculations.
It's not tangible.
Where is, how do I get this thing to record? It is. It's concrete.
But the outcome of what I want to do.
No. Thoughts are concrete. Right? How long will it take you to get home? Can you get here back? Can you get back in time? How, you know, what time is the shiur end? What time going to? Okay, that's not concrete. Man. That's a little more vague. Okay. Birur sichli, intellectual clarification. Cheshbon barur, intellectual, clear arithmetic or logic. Cheshbon tzodek, a righteous calculation, a correct calculation. The marechet hanafshit shel adam, in the makeup, in the spiritual makeup of man. Yesh arba amudim, there are four pillars. Seichel, what seichel? Seichel?
Good thought.
No, seichel is what?
Brains.
Brains, intelligence. Regesh?
Emotions.
Ratzon?
Will.
Desire. And dimyon? Imagination. Ratzon nikra ba'aramit betagum ru'uta. Right? What's will? What's desire? Rayon? Ru'uta. Desire. The Kaddish Omim is Karav Gerashim Rabba, Be'alma, my Kaddish name should be great, Be'alma, in a world, Divra Chirute, that he created Kirute, like his will, Kolomar Kirzono, he created the world the way he wanted to. We meet this idea in other places. So therefore, what he's saying, he's going to say quite clearly is, Rayon, Rayonotav, are a person's desires. Right? And what does it mean, your ideas? A rayon in Hebrew, is an idea. What do you mean, your ideas? Rayon is what you want. Right? The ideas you come up with based on what you want. Okay? Kolomar kirtzono. Ba'od kam kamar nefeshim b'otei. Ma'aracha psychologi nafshit. Ma'aracha is the framework. Thank you. I'm going to write that in. In the human psychological framework, in the spiritual aspect of man, first comes thought, intellectual cheshbon, birur cheshbon tzodek, right? Righteous calculation, clarification. Even, you know, how much it's going to cost, how many eggs do I need, similar things. But in the spiritual binyan, building, certainly there's a side of seichel, intelligence, higayon, understanding, and knowledge. Then there's also the side of will, desire. Right? How many eggs do I need? But on the other hand, then you ask yourself, do I want eggs? Right. How many calories are in this cake? If I eat this cake, I'll be fat. That's seichel. But I want that cake. Desire. Right? So those are two different things. Elish Nate said in Yuchadim, the specific side. Aval him nifkashim, they meet. Hatzavet zichli shal adam, v'yidam nevesh chaya, right? The intellectual part. Nevesh chaya hi ba'alat deya. Intelligence. Kedivei Rashi yudim ha-deya ba'adibor. Intelligence is speech. Mitzad acher, yesh lirom tulakir et atzmin mitzad ha-deya sheba'adam. Ha-deya ba'abina ba'achachma ba'asechel. He says there's one side of understanding intelligence. But then there's an element of choice. His desires have a certain value.
And these are two aspects that are relevant to his essential, his organic senses. Yesh mechkarim psicholagim apigishara tala tzichli shal adam imatara rutzoni shal. Right, so you see each person is a combination of his intelligence, his understanding, and his desires. And I think what he's getting at, what Rav Kook was getting at, is that's what rayon is. Kach yesh mechom mitvos imilon rayon. Kitzar hatzichli amachshavti rutzoni. Intelligence, understanding, but desire aside. Akashur imtara rutzoni shal adam. Connected to the desire of a person, the will. Psychological complexity. Of meta understanding, of a sense of awareness, of reality. Not thought. Okay, and obviously what Rav Kook is saying is, I know this is a little bit dry. These four explanations are a little dry, but then we'll get back to the real stuff. What he's saying is, what you want in America, and I think I think we've all experienced this in some way or another. It might just be the environment, or is it the reality? What you want in America is less true to yourself than what you want in Eretz Yisrael. You understand what I'm saying, Bill? Would you agree?
I don't know.
What's important to you? No. What's important to you? The things that are attractive to you and interesting to you in America are different than those things that are going to be. And obviously, I think it's over a period of time. You can't, you go for a week and you're like still interested in the Super Bowl or whatever. But if you're there for, if you soak in the air.
And here what we want is tiger, there what we want is ruchnis.
In whatever degree.
Would you want? Saying that, but what we want here, relatively speaking, it would be classified as tiger, not as ruchnis.
Would you say that's true?
That's what
Jesus. I mean, what Cook would say is, though, that a Jew's desire, a natural desire of a Jewish person, is ruchnis, isn't it?
Right.
So why, if your natural desire is ruchnius, then why here do you not want ruchnius as much as you do over there?
We want the creature of physical comfort.
He says because over here, the ruchnius is mixed in with Yashmias, with the klipos.
100 and 200 years ago when they didn't have what we have today, people in Europe that were drudging along.
And he said what he would say is, what do you mean? First of all, those people were married to Gashmias too. They just couldn't afford anything. Right?
Yeah,
they were so preoccupied.
Right.
But what he's saying is, we took those people. I mean, here it's a little different because when you come back, you're so bombarded in America with, I mean, even there you are, but I think to a lesser degree, you're so bombarded with physicality that it's impossible to withstand almost. It's very hard not to be drawn into all the things that you're drawn into. I mean, it's not fair because when we went on the trip, like I just found myself just not interested in the things, and I was preoccupied, so it's hard to know. I just found myself uninterested in the things that I'm interested in here. Here I like listening to sports radio, and you know what I'm saying, and I check my email and whatever, checking the internet, what's going on in the news. I was there. I was just not interested.
Would that have happened if you'd gone on a vacation?
No, I do.
Would that have happened had you gone on a vacation out west or something? Because you were focused now on something else.
I said again, it's not a fair example.
I want to watch the Super Bowl, and then they go,
When you're
by and large, much less so.
I'll
give you an example. I should name him. My uncle is there. He's a rabid New England Patriots fan. Uh-huh. I mean, he still wrote his email when they lost about the Patriots, but he didn't watch the game. If he was living in America, would he watch the game? We'd invite all his friends over and a Super Bowl party. You know what I'm saying? Now, you could say it's just the environment. I mean, it's the environment. He's living in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and his children are learning and going well, and it's very nice. It's just... So what? Is it one or the other?
It was 4 o'clock in the morning when the game
was. If you're a real Patriots fan, and they're 18-0, and about to have a perfect season... I know it's hard for you, you don't understand sports, but,
I didn't realize that until the next day that they were that 18-1.
You didn't realize?
I didn't know that, no.
The world goes on.
He lives in America.
He's addicted to his little email thing.
Right.
Although I imagine that will continue even in Israel. But that's what he's saying. A person's rayon. No, rayon is not ideas. It's ratzon. It's will. It's desire. Your desires are more Jewish desires. And that's not to say that you're not creative and not into, but they're more Jewish, more true to your Jewish self desires than they are in, than they would be in Kuzayas. That's what he says. Last one, dimyon, imagination. Okay, and then we'll get out of these four clarifications. Now we're up to dimyon. Hatzad ruchani, a fantastic shel adam, the spiritual, fantastic aspect of man. Come from him, dimyon, Rabbi Yisroel. So we've spoken a few times about seichel, intelligence, regesh, feeling, the will, and dimyon. Dimyon is imagination. Yesh koach miyuchad ba'adam b'dimyonot. A person has an incredible power. Dimyonot tibi, natural imagination. Dimyonot yaldut, childhood imagination. Dimyonot shel gadlut, imagination with of adulthood, vision. Well, so of greatness, not if human beings were unable to imagine and create dreams for themselves,
then they couldn't create the reality.
Correct. We would never aspire to reality. Right? Without our ability to imagine,
right?
You know, I can't imagine myself a millionaire. I would never buy a lottery ticket. But since I can, if I remember, I'm going to buy one. And maybe I'll have $20 million by tomorrow night. I won't know. Who knows? But you can't win if you don't dream big. What?
I was thinking more Thomas Edison. He dreams he can make a light bulb, and after 300 failures.
2000, I think. 2000. But Edison said, he said, I did not fail 2000 times. I learned 2000 ways not to make a light bulb.
Right, right. Right. What does not work?
Alright. Which is why he made the light bulb, and nobody else did.
I was told that WD-46 for water is safer than the 40 before you tried.
Really? I believe that. And that's why Heinz has 57 flavors, because the first 56 were terrible. Okay.
Yeah.
I made that up, but it sounds good. Okay. Im ha-dimyonot ha-nebu'iyin, right? Prophets had to use their imagination. B'yad ha-nebim ha-dameh. It will appear. These are all different levels of the structure, the spiritual structure of a man. And the kingdom of spirit. Levels. Shall Adam ha-yuri Yisraeli ba-adam mechalom. Jewish person and also human beings. Ha-ma'aracha ruchani da-nafshit shalom klula mi'abat tarayim ha-ayim. Right? This, a person's construction, the spiritual construction, is made of these four elements. Tzad ha-sichli, makif, shalem, a complete seichel, an intelligence. Tzad ha-sichli, be-hava'a mima makia nefesh ha-alev. Right? The side of understanding that expresses itself through the soul and the heart, that's higayon, okay, comprehension and appreciation. That a person hears a certain voice, gets it. The understanding that's also influenced by will, desire. All the way until the fantastic, the expression of the fantastic imagination. The same about Ora Kodesh, in Rav Kook's book called Ora Kodesh, Yesh Chelek Miuchad, there's a certain part. Prakim, chapters on Pekishat HaSeicha V'HaDimyon. It discusses the meaning of the intelligence and the imagination. Gam Dimyon B'Migdal Gola, Efshar V'Hiro B'Or HaSeicha. You can influence or affect your imagination with your Seicha. This is absolutely true. Why? Because you will dream about what's important to you.
When you're depressed, your ideas are different.
Right, but I'm saying, what are your imagination? Well, I imagine I'm going to be what? You know? So you go to Rabbi Iron and say, what's your wildest dream? You know? And you go to me, what's your wildest dream? It's not going to be the same, because it depends. Our dreams are based upon, right, our intelligence, our desires, but also what's important to us. What we think about. What we value. So whatever we value, that's going to be our greatest dream. Okay. A man, a Jewish man, every person in his spiritual makeup has these four aspects that are relevant to the spiritual property of a person. Thoughts, hegyonot. How would you translate hegyonot? I don't have a good word for it.
No, it's not logical. It's from the bottom of the heart.
It's Hegelian.
Bottom of the heart, right. Right, or note. Desires, imagination. Fine. 101. So let's go back to the first sentence. He says it's a person who's Adam Shalem Imatzmo. Person who is whole with himself. Right? A person who senses that he's complete. Now, Ma'am Natzmo, reliable to himself. That's how a person has to be. Argish Tov B'chol HaMuvanim. To feel good in all aspects. B'muvan Daki. Right? I mean, do you feel like you're spiritually, religiously complete? I'm true to myself. Ruchani, spiritual, musari, ethical. Very interesting aspects. You know, sometimes you'll ask a person, you know, there are people that are searching. You find people that are searching. You know, I sense that I'm not in the right place. I need to find my place. And when you find your place, it's like, oh, you know, ding, that's where I belong. And it depends on the person. Different people fit in different places. It just depends on who the person is.
We talked about the three things in a person. One is what they aspire.
Yeah.
Two is what they believe they actually are.
Mm-hmm.
And three is what they actually are that they're not aware of.
What they are that they're
not aware of.
That they don't realize.
In practice, they think
they're... Isn't it unbelievable how everybody else sees you for who you are and you see yourself for who you are?
And it's so strange. And you dream of what you wish you were.
But I would say it in the opposite way. I would say it in the opposite. It does happen the opposite way quite a bit. People very often... Other people see them for what they are, and people in their own minds devalue themselves and think that they're much less than what they really are.
That's true.
It happens a lot, more than you might imagine, that people don't value themselves. They lack the ability to truly evaluate themselves and see themselves for what they're really worth. And that's a problem, too. A problem from that a lot of people suffer from. Anyway, but I digress. Okay, so we go back to this. What?
He splits like Ruchani and Musari.
How would you split religious, spiritual, and ethical? Yeah.
He wrote how.
Because you would think that T would incorporate.
Right, that T would incorporate. Well, Da, I think
he means.
You know what? I think he, but he's in Da also in Hebrew can be ritual.
That means ritually.
Spiritually, ethically. Because we don't think of it. It's very apropos. We don't think about ourselves. We don't distinguish, you know, ethics and spiritual wholeness.
Ninth grade, tenth grade. It's a Zionishkeit from a man, Zion and Erlachem.
Ooh, what does it mean?
Normally we say such a honest and ethical.
Unfortunately, I think he's right. We define Frumkeit irrespective of ethics.
Right.
But also, I like the fact that he's talking about Ruchani, spirituality.
Someone can be very spiritual but not in touch with the reality.
I would say a person can be very firm and have no spirituality whatsoever.
Right, but I'm saying that's
extremely. I mean, are you whole? Do you feel like you're a spiritual person? Like you connect to God spiritually? Could you yourself in a spiritual sense? I think most people.
You need to
Mr. Mahmoud or not Mr. Mahmoud? Mr. Why I do what I do. I think most people, I think that's lacking terribly nowadays, this idea of spirituality and seeing that there's a need for it. But anyway, okay. The Mishmah or Rishon, the first sentence. A person who's Jewish, relevant to Klal Yisrael. Adam Yisrael bari beguf u'benefesh. Right, a person who's physically and spiritually whole, normal. Shayach l'mekamon hazeh, mekamon ha'tiv. He belongs where? In this place. What place? Obviously, where did he give the shir? Someone in Israel. Right. Mitocha mekamon ha'tiv mitachshel l'adam Yisrael liyot bari beguf u'bari benefesh. When you're in your right place, when the fish is in the water, you can be whole, you can be healthy, spiritually and physically. He can be reliable to himself. Masur v'ne'eman. Right? He can be given over and reliable. These four parts are ruchaniim shebo, these spiritual aspects. These four aspects that we have pulled apart ad nauseum. E'efshar shetiyeh ne'emanut me'atzmo. It's impossible for a person to have reliability to himself. Shleimut im atzmo. Completion with himself. Self-completion. Mesirut atzmo. To be given over to himself. B'chol habad atzadim ha'il. With these four aspects. Al admat nechai b'chut v'art. You cannot be complete to yourself. Whole. True to yourself. I think that's the best way to say it. A Jewish person cannot be completely true to himself. In Chutz La'aretz. The way he can be. K'mo shehu be'eretz Yisrael. It's just, I was going to say, that's just the way it is. You are built, we are built to be placed in a certain place. And when you're not in the right place, it's almost like, you know, you buy, what kind of tires? Do they even sell non-all-season tires anymore? Abra would know.
They don't sell the spiked ones.
No, do they sell, only summer tires?
In America, you can get different types of tread, yeah.
You buy snow tires in Arizona.
Right, you buy snow tires in Arizona. Will the car drive? Sure.
It's going to get the right mileage.
Going to get the right mileage?
Or slicks.
Whatever.
On a city road.
You get it. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get optimum function, the best mileage and the greatest performance, so you have to have the right tires. Right? So our tires are made for Israel. That's a good example. Yeah, that's a good one. Best traction. I mean, because it doesn't mean you're not going to go, but best traction is that was a good one.
Put it right there.
I just made that up now. Okay. Adam Yisrael, a Jewish person, it's impossible for him to be true and given over to these four ways in the makom she'ino shelo, kumo makom shu shelo, in a place that's not his, like he is in a place that is his. This comes from the fundamental things that we spoke about in earlier chapters. Which is true. We need the introduction. We said Yitzira Atzmi Yisraelit, right? An individual, personal Jewish creation. It's impossible for an Israelite except in Eretz Yisrael. What's true in the context of an understanding of the Jewish nation? It's also what's true for the Jewish people. The Jewish people, that's like we can't reach a state of completion in America. So to the individual, Haruchani, Adam Yehudi. One Jewish man, Adam Israel, one man of Israel. You can't do it here. It's impossible. After this fundamental principle, there's some words of refinement, shechlul's refinement, and death. Kodem, dover akol Yehudi, kolam Israel, b'chol matav shel. First we speak about every Jew. Every person has these four aspects. Seichel, regular shvatzon, dimyon. Okay, but then he says, which are revelations of holiness. What time is it? How am I doing?
10:02.
Plenty of time. Stay with me. What? You got a different automotive example? Yeah.
Fuel.
Fuel?
It's designed for high grade. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like my tires much better. Yeah, the kitchen. Right? How long should I leave the water boiling before I put in the noodles? The chanut in the store, meshek ha-chaklai in the agricultural market. All kinds of other calculations in life. So those are calculations, and Rav Kook would posit that you're better at it in Israel than you are here. You're a good doctor here. Howard would be a better doctor in Eretz Yisrael. No, he'd be paid worse.
He
himself would be a better doctor. He'd feel more true to his doctorness. What'd you say?
The interview, you had to say that.
What?
You're going in for altruistic reasons.
Oh, yes. That's not for the money, Your Honor. Okay.
People should not get sick.
What?
They should not get doctors.
Why? He didn't say he never gets sick. He just said the doctors are better doctors than they would be in Chutzlaritz. You're right. If there was no sin, there'd be no sickness. If there was no sin, there'd be no sickness. He dropped his medical insurance? I would tell him that's a bad idea. The problem is,
people make decisions, but then lo aleinu, God forbid, I'm not thinking on your friend. When bad things happen, and who they turn to?
We passed on from the audience.
Somebody once suggested that the entire shul should take out a policy on all its members' life insurance.
And then do them in slowly, one by one.
No, the group policy, eventually people die, but since it's a group, the insurance would pay out over time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'd be taking vacations more often.
Yeah.
Life insurance,
yeah. Yeah. On every member of the shul.
Speak to his brothers.
I don't know. Tell me how it goes. Okay. But then there's another level. You know, there's like how many cups of flour go in the cake? And then there's other madrigon, other levels of holiness. How about nashal kodesh? The understanding of holiness. Hasechel shel kodesh. The logic of holiness. There's a certain intelligence of holiness. Mishad Rishon Iskarnu, in the first sentence we said, Avinu Dvarim Shal Pshutim, Shal Kol Yudi, even simple things of every Jew, Shal Kol Adam Yisrael, of every Israelite person, Shal Kol Nefesh Yisrael, and of every spirit of Israel, Einam Yicholim Liyot Alad Ma Nechar, Kuma Beretz Yisrael. Right? You're not as good as a house salesman. Imagine how much better El Choronville would be in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know, but then they'd have to call it Yad Abraham or something like that. But yeah. Lo pachod mizeh et agdolim in elim madrigot elyonot. No less among those who are great in elim, are elevated. Madrigot elyonot shal sichlit vel intelligentsia le'ilu le'ilu. So the more intelligent you are, the greater the level of intellect. Right, the greater the level. The higher you are. V'gam etpam yeshno b'zeh chiluk ben eretz yishar l'chutar. And there are the different details between Israel and Chutar. We have to do studies. I'd rather have to do a study. You know, like, is there a way of studying it? Take a group of intellectuals, right, and see if their productivity and work is greater in Israel than it would be outside of Israel.
Well, you know who won.
The problem is you can't, what's it called?
Is it on communist regime or is it on
the... He said it wouldn't matter.
Silicon Valley.
You know, they should do it.
Well, what about the economic Nobel Prize? Would he have won in America?
Would he have lived in America?
Would he have won in America? That's the question. You'd have to do like a double-blind study. Take a guy, stick him in a room at MIT, see how productive he was, and then take a thin guy, stick him in a room at Technion, with no distractions, and see how productive he is then.
You know, all the standardized tests that you can take here, you can also take in Israel as well, so you can see whether you took the MCAT here versus the MCAT in Tel Aviv.
According to Rav Cook, you should take your MCAT in Tel Aviv. You'll intrinsically do better.
You can take the law school of the
LSAT.
LSAT, SAT. You can take them there or here.
It's not fair because you're like Jews on steroids. So you get a competitive advantage.
So you could get the average from that testing center compared to all the other U.S.
That's not fair because you say that's not, you have to take into account the pool of candidates.
Yeah, the affirmative action, don't worry. They wouldn't matter if you got them.
No, that's Americans. Once, of course, they compared pilots, American pilots and Israelis.
Yeah.
They were thinking about winning the war, that the Israelis were doing so well, better than Americans. So they wanted to see what the difference was. And they were looking everywhere. They looked at what they said. And they said, the only difference we noticed was that they were also answers.
And that would be, did the Israelis do better in America also or in Israel?
They would even go stone unturned.
Right. That examined every little aspect. Okay. We talk about the highest ordeat, the Yachat Rim Shutim, based on this initial assumption, this fundamental assumption in simple things, Magim the Rayim Magidolim become to bigger things, and Ne'alim and Iskavim, elevated, hidden, exalted. Yeshno Sug Adam Yisrael Shesheach Lema'alot Nizkavot. So there's a certain kind of person, a Jew, who is Shayach, relevant, Lema'alot Nizkavot, to exalted levels. Madrigot Gdolot V'Torah, greatness in Torah. Madrigot Gdolot, great levels, the Matav HaMusari, in his ethical situation. Right? Great levels in Ruach HaKodesh. Even in this, there's a difference between enlightenment of thought, Havanot, v'hakarot, right, understandings and recognition of intelligentsia shel kedusha min eretz yehudah, between Israel and Chutzar. Everyone would agree with that, right, Avram?
Mm-hmm.
See, nobody has a problem saying that a gadol haTorah or a spiritual person or a holy person can be holier in Israel than he can in Russia.
Who is holy
then? Right, but you do have a problem saying that a pilot is better in Israel, is a better Jewish pilot than he would be in America. No, that's not what he's saying. A Jewish pilot is a better Jewish pilot in Israel than he would be here. That's what he says. All right. Hofa'ot HaKodesh.
Right, so then how is it possible?
Revelations of holiness, what?
If you feel like you could learn Torah better outside of Eretz Yisrael, your level.
No, that's only if there's no place for you to learn. Not if you feel like it. If there's no.
Your Rebbe.
They would. Nah, Bologna, nobody's a Rebbe anymore. They were talking to Rebbe Mubak. Who's got a Rebbe Mubak?
No, I'm saying that was criteria.
Right, maybe Gabe does. But no. Right, they were giving the criteria because they were in Babylonia. Remember. Right, because there was no learning in Eretz Yisrael. No,
they were rationalizing the situation.
Nowadays, I don't think you could ever say my learning is going to be better in New York than it's going to be in Israel. I don't see any legitimate reason to say that. Do you?
Yeah,
there's
social reasons.
Sorry, stop making excuses.
No, seriously.
I am serious.
There's tons of American kids whose parents made Aliyah who come back to America.
I'm asking the objective, a kid who wants to learn.
Right.
Now you're telling me right because the kids get messed up, which they do. Kid who wants to learn.
Argentina.
Yeah.
He's used to the Argentinian system, and now
there is no question that his learning will be better in Eretz Yisrael than it will be in Argentina. If he really wants to learn, if he wants to be in Argentina, then be in Argentina. But that's most people would agree with that wholeheartedly. The problem they have with is if he wanted to study in the Technion, is he going to be a better mathematician there than he would be in MIT? And people wouldn't agree with that. But Rav Kook emphatically says is yes.
Well, we'd have to have all kinds of better teachers.
No. Same teacher. Exact same teacher. You'd be a better student.
No, I mean same. You don't have. Because all those ones are in MIT.
I don't know. What time is it? 10 o'clock? Time to stop?
It is 10:02.
We'll stop here. And we'll continue, God willing, next week.